Rod Stewart, Downtown Train. Now, I've done a few weird things on Radio Wales, including learning the flute in a week. What else have I done? I've just done some bizarre stuff, okay? Ask no questions. I'll tell you no lies. But nobody's asked me to take my shoes and socks off before I do an interview before. No, in fact, in Riverdance, they positively expected me to keep my shoes and socks on. But my next guest is wanting just that, aren't you? Aren't you, Jane?
I am. Yes, I'm the UK's leading foot reader.
Yep, you're the only one. That's why you're the leading one, isn't it?
No, I teach 400 people a year.
You're joking?
No. There's a whole army of us out there reading feet.
Is it a real thing, or are you just making this up as you're going along?
Well, I think you might have to sample it to find out.
I'm going to have to sample it.
It's a real thing, yeah.
It is a real thing.
Yeah, I mean, you can imagine when I go to business meetings and events, they say, what's your name and what do you do? And I say, I'm a foot reader, and you should see the look on their faces.
Is it one like saying, thinking, you're mad?
Yeah. And they kind of make excuses to walk off. You know?
Have I got that look on my face now?
Yeah.
You are a beautiful vision in blue. Can I say how lovely you look, first
Thank you.
All, in silk?
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. I hope my feet don't dirty this for a start, right? How'd you get into foot reading? I mean, why don't you just keep it real and do the palms?
It happened when I was working for an avionics design engineer, so I was so far removed from this work, you can imagine. My friend Claudine fancied reflexology in the days when I thought it was a beauty treatment. So I rock along with her, and she has first go, and they're telling her all about her health. And I'm thinking, that's mental. How do you know that?
Yeah.
My go, I had huge emotional reactions to it. Every time they touched my big toe, I had tears streaming down my face. Yeah. No control over it. And it repeated on the other foot. Right. So I had to know more.
I don't know. I mean, I'm nervous for this, right? Because I don't actually like people touching my feet.
I don't have to touch.
You don't touch? You just look?
I've even done it on stage. I went to Hawaii, one of my first ever teaching things when I went full time. I went to Hawaii and I was teaching over there. I went to see Wayne Dyer, who's a holistic speaker, and his family were all on stage and they were barefoot, so I was reading their feet from the audience, and I went up to him afterwards and told him what their feet said.
No, so you could be on the beach, like, finding out about people.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It's like being nosy.
I was in Dubai once, and it was in a lift, and we were teaching in Dubai for a group of kids out there. And when I was in the lift, there was this lady in full abaya. All I could see were her hands, her eyes, and her feet. And I turned around, I looked at her. She had an elongated second toe. So I said, you're a bit bossy, aren't you? And she
chuckled.
Yeah. It means leadership quality, but if you're not in a leadership role, you become bossy. And on the strength of that one comment, we ended up going for afternoon tea with her. It really breaks the ice. You build good rapport with people.
You must have seen some dodgy feet, though, in your time.
Oh, definitely.
How many feet have you read?
I don't know, read. I've taught 400 people a year since 1999.
Really?
And reading-wise, I don't know, there's normally 8 people at a foot party, and I do about 3 foot parties
a week. They are foot parties? And what kind of thing can you tell us from looking at my feet? What kind of thing will you be able to tell me?
Well, someone in the control room told me you had bunions.
Yeah, what's that mean?
And that means bending over backwards, doing far too much for others, not enough for yourself.
I'm a slave. I'm a slave to these people
and
behind
then
the glass.
I would compare the right foot to the left foot. So your right foot for me would represent the past. The left foot would represent the present. So I would compare.
So you need to see
contrast.
Both feet.
Yeah.
So will you give us, when you read my feet in a moment, we're
going
to have a track first while I get, you know, while I defrock, as it were, take my shoes off.
De-sock,
that's the one. Will you give us some pointers that people at home can look at their own feet and kind of work out?
Oh, definitely, get your socks off and I'll tell you all about you, even though I can't even see you from here. Yeah.
Well, don't worry, I haven't seen my own feet in years, so we're okay. great, you're going to stay with us?
Yeah.
I'm going to de-sock, as you call it. And we're going to be back just after Emily Sande sings Next to Me. I'll be next to you then. Looking forward to this. This could be a nightmare. I'm not sure yet. This could go either way. Next to Me. Now, I'm joined in the studio, if you were listening just before that track, by Jane Sheehan from footreading.com. Okay, I've taken my socks and shoes off. Are you ready for the big reveal?
I'm ready.
Okay, you said to me, be careful not to wipe any sock fluff off, because that tells you what?
That tells me that you're getting overburdened by someone else's problems as if they're your own. And where they were on your foot tells me some more. So just before you wiped it all off, a lot of it was in zone 5. Below the little toe, about 3/4 of the way down your foot. So that says currently the way you're thinking about your plans for the future, you're getting overburdened by someone else's issues as if they're your own.
Right.
And it's impacting on family private life area.
Oof. Oof. It's like you're seeing into my mind. Right. So if you look at the tops of my feet, that'll tell you what.
Yeah, now,
okay,
so...
let's have a look. I got a bit of sock fluff there. I left that on.
Let me describe it. So we've got very neat-looking feet where all the toes are going up in a nice, even line, apart from the big toe, which is way over that line.
Yeah.
So if you have an elongated big toe, it says you're good at brainstorming, thinking outside the box, coming up with new ideas. So if we came to you with a problem, you could come up with 10 solutions to our one.
Right.
But if you have your own problem, you've got so many ideas about how to fix it, you don't know which one to
pick. You're right. Anything else from the tops of my feet?
Yeah. So the toes all going up in a nice even line means methodical, detail orientated, love doing things start to finish, hate being interrupted in the middle of anything. So you've got that as well as the brainstorming. Your second toe right foot is clawed, whereas it's not on the left foot. So we read the right foot as past, left foot as present.
Right.
So in the past, you used to keep all your emotions in. You didn't want people to know how you were feeling. Whereas now, apart from right now where you've curled the left foot up as well, but it wasn't like that a second ago.
I'll flatten it down.
Yeah. Whereas at the moment, you don't mind who knows what you're feeling. You're much more go with the flow than you used to be. All the toes are wide, which means practical and down to earth.
Mm. Or fat.
And I never said that. You've got high arches, which means independent, strong in resources. You find it hard to ask for help because you think you can do it better yourself anyway.
They're all laughing and pointing from behind the glass. Yeah, okay. All right, you may have stumbled across something there.
You've got short feet for your height, which means that you're extremely observant. You like to sit back and watch and suss things out before you jump in. You don't want to be first, so if we want to cheese you off, we should make you go first.
Okay. So the tops is what the public sees, is it?
Yeah.
And then
top is what you want to show the world.
Okay.
Top is how you present.
Let's strip off then. Let's get the underneath. I was going to bring the trolley round, right?
This is brilliant.
So I can then... put the feet up like that. What do you think?
Right, this is great. So he's showing me the sole of his feet. You're revealing your soul. What can I say?
I'm happy to do it, Jane. You're like a friend. You're like an old friend now.
That's right. Right, so we've got hard skin on the ball of the foot.
Yeah,
and
that's turned
yellow. Yeah. And the colour and the skin, they're all laughing, look. Ball of the foot is about emotions again. So if I hadn't have spotted it on your second toe, I'd have picked it up a second time on the bottom of your foot.
They're taking pictures of my feet to put on the internet. Nobody wants to see my feet on the internet.
Look at that.
Don't point it out. Don't point it out, Jane. Nobody cares, quite frankly. Oh, yeah, carry on.
Yellow means feeling fed up. And it's showing you're feeling fed up, but you're keeping those feelings in. You don't want people to know that. That's why it's on the bottom of your foot.
Yeah.
And
just with a producer today, this is brilliant.
And you know when you do a radio show, you appear really chatty, talk about anything. Yeah. When I look on the bottom of the foot, I know that's not true. You don't want to talk about private life. You don't want to talk about plans for the future. You're happy to talk about what you're doing, how you're feeling, and core beliefs and ideas. But you draw the line at that. You won't discuss other stuff.
I think I will, though.
Will you?
I'll tell you, I will talk about anything on this. Anything that gets me through the next 3 hours, I'll talk about it. Don't worry about that.
All right, then. I'm okay to be wrong. Now, and also, second, third and fourth toes, the tips of the toes look really square rather than rounded. Most people expect rounded.
Interesting.
Square means, normally means...
Funny, blunt, chatty and handsome.
Blunt, plain speaking.
I am blunt.
However, you've got three toes blunt, which takes it into the next level, which is...
Rude.
Strong-minded, stubborn, dig your heels in.
Yeah,
activist, speak out for others, dig your heels in. So I'd like to say tenacious in the face of adversity, because that would be the strength.
The weakness is stubborn. That is brilliant. I'm quite stubborn, it has to be said. If I don't want to do it, I won't do it. Anyway, tell us about the seminar and how people can come along and learn how to read their own feet.
Oh, it's fantastic. We're in the Kew Conference Centre in Pontypridd.
Excellently said, if you don't mind me saying.
On Saturday and Sunday, and I'm teaching a group of reflexologists how to do foot reading. You don't have to be a reflexologist to do it. If you fancy coming along, £196 for the weekend, and all the details are on footreading.com.
And you can just lie on the beach then and find things out about people. Karen's been in touch from Switzerland, and she says, feet reading, very exciting. just Googled it to see if there's people doing it in Switzerland. And there are. I learned so much on your show, Wynn. Yeah. There we go. We're like
a
fountain of knowledge.
I've taught some people in Switzerland.
Have you?
And Germany. And Nepal.
Wow, yeah. It's international.
Yeah.
Could you just tell us one thing? Where will you be foot reading after Pontypridd?
Right, so after Pontypridd, I am going to the BBC on Thursday to Strictly It Takes Two with Zoe Ball.
Whose feet are you reading?
I don't know, that's the great thing. No, they're going to have some contestants on the show, like they usually do, and they'll let me read their feet, and I have no idea who it'll be, and then they do the big reveal and they show me who it is. So I've been desperately trying to catch up on the iPlayer to see what it's all about, because I don't even own a TV, so I had to do my research.
Jane, I'm sure it'll be fantastic.
It'll be great.
Just don't mention their hard skin, yeah?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing all right. Jane Sheehan, thank you very much from footreading.com. If you want to find out more about it, as Jane said, go to footreading.com, or you can even sign up for the course and become an expert yourself. Jane will be at Pontypridd tomorrow and Sunday.